1963, Martin Luther King Jr. declares he has a dream. President John F. Kennedy pushes for a civil rights bill and is assassinated in Dallas. U.S. military advisors number 15,000 in Vietnam. And Steve McQueen rides his motorcycle across the German countryside in The Great Escape, while the surfing hit Wipeout rides a musical wave across the country. Meanwhile, boys of all ages in Rapid City are looking for fun, frequently in the wrong places.
There were a lot of young boys and teenage boys that were roaming the streets, getting in trouble, and had nothing to do after school and in the summer.
Dave Euler is interim executive director of Rapid City's Club for Boys, but he's been a part of the club since it opened in 1963. Euler says the idea was the brainchild of Judge George Hurst and members of the Morning Optimists Club, who realized the need for a safe place for boys to spend their time and energy. They saw a good example of a boys' club in Sioux Falls.
The boys' club, even though it was not relatively new for the rest of the country, it was new for South Dakota. And we saw what a fantastic club they had in Sioux Falls and decided Rapid City needed that. So they came back, and that was in the mid-50s.
The Rapid City Boys Club was granted a charter from the National Boys Club Organization in 1958, but it took time to find a location and a director, as well as raise enough money to start. Brad Bradfield was there when the club's doors opened on November 23, 1963.
Was one of the first members. I actually talked to Roger and met him before the club even opened. Roger Erickson, the original founding father and executive director.
Like many other men who were members in their youth, Brad Bradfield credits what he learned at the Rapid City Club for Boys as being instrumental to his adult development. Among the most significant values taught at the club has been a sense of equality, not just in sports and games, says Bradfield, but in life.
Roger and Dave and everybody else that's been here, you know, that's been directors here on the board or anything else, has really tried to instill, I think, that everybody be treated the same. I saw Roger more than once send some kid home because he was picking on a younger kid, or he was picking on a kid that had to be Native American or African American or whatever, and Roger wouldn't put up with that.
And that same mindset holds true today, says current director Mark Klein, who's been involved with the Rapid City Club for Boys for 42 years, since he was 7.
We serve all boys, and that's truly what we're here for, meeting their needs today, whether they have few or great needs. We're trying to do that, but those kids that have the greatest needs are the ones that need us most.
Mark Klein adds that it's essential to have some place for boys where there are positive role models and mentors who will put them on the right track and, most importantly, show them that somebody cares.
Someone who says, hey, you're important just as you are. We expect you to make mistakes. You got to suffer your consequences. Come back, though. You're still okay as a person.
Taking a walk around the massive 33,000-square-foot building that houses the Club for Boys, I stopped to talk with 23-year-old Michael Ironcloud. He's playing carpet ball, a variation of pool without the cues. I asked Michael if that's all he learned from his 11 years as a club member.
Yeah. I guess just staying out of trouble and a good after-school program, I guess.
Brothers Joey and John, 16 and 13, are members since each was 6. They agree that neither has gotten much better at shooting pool in all that time, but Joey says he's gotten a much better understanding of life.
That there's a lot of different types of people, I guess, that we're all different in a way.
Is that okay?
Yeah, oh yeah.
John continues his brother's comment.
Just because you're different doesn't make you any less of a person than anyone else.
Including if you can't shoot pool.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sebastian McDougald also started at the Club for Boys when he was 6. 14 years later, he's still here as a volunteer. Sebastian says he loved to play basketball at the club as a kid, but also mastered some tools for life.
I learned to be more trustworthy and responsible.
Sebastian also found a new family of friends.
I feel a lot better because there's really not a lot of my family there for me, but my friends are always there for me, and that's what I like.
And there's no more important time of year to know you have a family or a place to go than at Christmas. when the Rapid City Club for Boys is a home away from home and a Santa Claus to many boys and families in need. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.
Please have snow.